Now we're going to chat with Zeke, Alternate Arts Ramble.
Howdy.
How come? What's going on?
Well, there it was a ramble. It was a hectic weekend. I had my 30th high school reunion.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the appropriate answer. And as a consequence of that, there was, way too much happening. And then it's the sort of thing where I thought I was going to go see something, and I didn't see something, and then I wanted to go see something, and I missed that. And suddenly I woke up this morning in a cold sweat, and I suddenly realized, oh my God, what am I going to talk about? And I then ran here, shuffled here, walked here, and suddenly my whole head was kerfuffled, was not thinking straight at all, was cross-eyed as well. And it is the sort of thing where I suddenly realized, and then suddenly as I was crossing Sherbrooke, as I was walking up University, there's a very cool piece there. Do you ever walk up University? You know how they have the whole construction thing by the Royal Victoria College? And they got all the posters and so on, and there's that really, really ugly tunnel. I never go in that tunnel because it's the sort of thing where it's just really dark, it's really scary and so on. But on the other side of it, the north side of it, somebody has stuck this box, which is a trade box.
I did see that.
You put something in and you take something out. And I thought it was very, very cool. And I keep meaning to write down the person's name and then go do some search on it. But it's way early in the morning when I shuffle by there, and there's always something else happening. And so at which point it's an idea that I have to remember to do, and I haven't quite gotten around to it. But then, as I said, I was crossing Sherbrooke and I suddenly realized, there are people who listen to me and listen to us and listen to you and listen to Margot and listen to Sabrina in the morning who have no clue that they don't have to wake up this early in order to do that, because it is the sort of thing where I take the first thing I do after I say, as Democracy Now! Headlines come on and What's Her Name sort of cuts in and sort of wants to talk about the war in Iraq and stuff like that, as opposed to art in Montreal, which is better? War in Iraq, art in Montreal.
How can you even compare the two?
Well, which is better?
Anyway,
one of them gets people killed. The other one is sort of makes you intrigued and interested.
It's no comparison.
Exactly.
It's no comparison. But anyway.
And it is while that all is happening, I go and I archive every single thing that happens and stick it up on the internet so that it stays there forever and ever and ever and ever. Mm-hmm. It's till the end of time. Yes, if anybody decides that they don't want to wake up this early to hear me rant, rave, ramble, or otherwise blow...
They can write to you.
Yeah, that too. But it is the sort of thing they can hear it at their own time if they wish.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is type into your computer, zekeontheair.blogspot.com. But then the other thing that sort of led me to then sort of realize that, as opposed to me talking about myself, I can talk about the other things I'm doing, which is the one that I'm really trying to get organized for, but it's really, really tough to motivate myself because it's so early in the morning, is I have this thing called... this Google group called Art Happenings in Montreal. And it is the sort of thing where I've known for eons, decades, millennia, that the listings that you read are not the true listings. No, if you look at compare the Mirror's listings to the Voir listings, the two are completely different documents, as different as you and me. If you compare them to what's in the Gazette, it's like Margot. You compare them to what's in La Presse, you bring in Sabrina, and all four of us, while we do are lots of nice people and so on and so forth, we are very, very different people, and all those listings are very different. And to me, it's the sort of thing where, given how much art there is in Montreal, you should be able to have one complete, precise, comprehensive place to find out where all the art is. And so that's what I'm trying to do, and it is the sort of thing where... By my count, what are you looking at me strangely like? You're looking at me like I'm crazy or something like that.
He says to Margo.
Yes.
You should have seen that look on her face.
I was going to add a comment.
Shoot.
After you were finished.
Go wild.
That arts and culture in the city, you're right. It's totally sometimes there's been a lot of press releases sent to just one source sometimes, and sometimes it's a little bit more dispersed. I like to take the liberty of checking out everything.
Yes,
I can. And I don't always refer to just one source. Although there is several sources that are still pretty reliable, but
they don't list everything.
I do like to go check out the venues that we have. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best way to ever know. Or even little coffee houses around the city also have so many of these little really cute little adverts, I guess you could say, or our little promo flyers about what the event is going to be like and website information. And I actually learned about one of these exhibitions from Synod Park that I didn't even know it even had an exhibit when I went through their website, of course. But there was, I had heard about something, and I said, wait, really? There's an exhibit at Synod Park? Where? And it's called Power, an Exhibition Organized by Love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's running from September 1st until October 6th.
Yeah, Leave Out Violence.
Yeah, and it says, through a series of intensive workshops, Montreal High School students will explore issues of power and how power structures impact their lives. Through digital photography, writing, the youth will express their own personal issues around power, abuse of power, regaining power, self-empowerment, as well as trying to find solutions to power conflicts they may currently be struggling with. That,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Then, but, you know, I didn't really know about it unless I went to their website. I didn't see anything
exactly
around.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's just going to the venue, of course, helps you out. But aside from that, maybe going to... I guess what I'm getting at is, what other areas in the city do you recommend for those who are wanting to know what's going on in the arts?
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Out?
That's the sort of thing where I say the Google Groups.
Well,
you stick in Art Montreal into Google Groups, and the number one result is my Google Group, or the Google, not my Google Group. I shouldn't be that possessive about it. Mine, 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 all mine. Not quite. It's ours. Ours,
yes.
Yours, theirs.
Sharing is caring.
Hers, his.
The only reason why I looked at you that strangely, Zeke, was because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I know, uh-huh.
Oh, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, I keep, but the basic...
Deep but coffee.
But the basic idea is, yes, to come up with that one comprehensive list of just everything, because then there's, you talk about going to the website. Mm-hmm. There's the whole subculture on Facebook of like one-off art events that are one night or like 6 hours or something like that that nobody ever sees. Or nobody ever hears about, or doesn't make it onto the CBC or Radio Canada or anything like that. And so, yes, it is the sort of thing where I am comprehensive. And then, on top of that, it is the sort of thing where I have been asked by a couple of people what my preferred sort of shows. They say, so what should we see? And I normally do my best to resist this, because I do recognize that your taste in art and Margot's taste in art and my taste in art are three completely different tastes in art, sort of like the difference between sugar, thyme, and coffee.
If we see the same piece, we'll have different...
Exactly. However, there are people who insist that, sort of saying that, well, you know, you like the coffee, they like, or they assume that because I am real keen on coffee and I know the difference between coffee, sugar, and thyme, it is the sort of thing that they want to then sort of say, well, I want to hear what you have to say. And so then I got convinced. And so once every 2 weeks or thereabouts, I come out with a sort of, these are the things I think you should see. And if anybody wants to sort of then go brainless because they woke up this early in the morning and then sort of just want to like sort of shuffle through and look at art and so on without having to think where to go, when to go, or how to go, they can, yes, that's the I think that's the basic idea. And I'm not certain I really like the idea, which could be one reason why I'm having deep breath, tough time motivating myself so as to keep it up to date. But I sort of plug through and bum, 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 bum,
so
bum, bum, and
like
keep...
Can't you like pinpoint like specific areas and just
yes,
do it by that?
That's what I do, but I tend to be very comprehensive and want to be all inclusive, and so it's like there from there you have a link to the map that I have of all the art galleries in town, where there are 450 of them.
Can I say I love that map? It's very useful. Very intensive.
Mm-hmm. And so, yes, there it's this. This is why, to get back to the original thing, this is why it's a ramble. Because if you notice, I haven't really made any point.
Well,
haven't
the
discussed
point, no,
that.
No.
Haven't discussed anything terribly serious. Haven't talked about the one other thing is that I do like is that my commute has changed. And so nowadays, I walk by my favorite fountain in the world. When was the last time you saw La Jute?
I'm thinking.
Uh-huh.
It must be a long time.
And yeah, no, there it's the sort of thing where it is just fabulous. It brightens my day every morning. And there I got to remember that I got to get back later so that I can see it on flames, with flames. Because it is the sort of thing where watching the flaming fountain is something just wicked cool and absolutely amazing. Although I really, really resent and dislike that they moved it. However... It is the sort of thing that's what happens. And when you have money, you get to do what you want to do. And when you don't have money, you just have to put up.
It is better.
No, not at all. No.
So.
When they move art, they move it to bad places. They
Which is a very important art ramble, actually.
Why
is that?
Well, they took the Jackie Robinson statue, which was a wonderful, absolutely amazing statue of Jackie Robinson. It was smaller than life size. He's holding the hand of two little kids. And then it's in an area that's landscaped to look like a microscopic baseball diamond, which is at the exact spot where he played when he played for 1 year in 1946 in Montreal at the Laurier Downs, which is right now a technical school that is a corner of Ontario and Delormier out east. And then when they had the big kerfuffle because it was the 50th anniversary of him breaking the color line in Major League Baseball, they decided that they were going to move this statue over to the Olympic Stadium. And so then they stuck it up on a pedestal. They took it completely out of context and they put it in a place where nobody goes to see it. And then they moved the damn team. So now you have a statue of Jackie Robinson that nobody sees anywhere, that's completely out of context. It's like you go to the Olympic Stadium now and there's not a single mark anywhere that there used to be a baseball team there. And then suddenly you have this statue of Jackie Robinson that comes out of the blue, and they're like, what, two people every decade that go by there and stuff like that, because it is a complete desolate place and there's really no art. Although, actually, take it back, there are two pieces of art. There's Jackie Robinson and there's the bestest statue in the entire universe, the world. The bestest, the most amazing. It's the statue of Maurice Richard. Have you seen the statue of Maurice Richard? The one that's in front of the Maurice Richard Arena? But that's the reason. This La Jute was made specifically for the Olympics. It was initially in the Olympic Stadium. And La Jute is like the joust. It's like a competition, and then everything is relating to the Olympics and so on and so forth. And now they stick it in front of the Caisse de dépôt et placement. These guys who have like more money than brains. And and at which point, yes, they have more money than brains, but it is the sort of thing that they decided, fountains are wonderful, and yes, they are. However, the people out in Hochelaga-Maisonneuve, where it was supposed to be, are as where it should be, as opposed to taking completely out of context, like the Jackie Robinson statue, which was in a wonderful, wonderful place. I can remember waking up Sunday mornings, 9 o'clock, taking my coffee, shuffling across the street, and having coffee in that place. And yes, it was sort of interesting because there were a bunch of drug dealers. Hell's Angels were big at that time.
That's why.
And so getting to drink my coffee while watching the hookers and the Hell's Angels sort of straggle in the morning.
Maybe that's why.
Oh, those were the days, weren't they?
Yes, it was wonderful.
That's why.
My youth.
Yes. Well, I thank you so much, Zeke, for
that's
your arts ramble.
Moved it.
I don't know what else to say. I like having you say these random words.
If they're not red.
We should talk some more about your site.
Yes,
Zeke.
We think of our audience, Zeke, always.
And your map.
It's 8 o'clock right now, folks. So let's go to Democracy Now! Headlines.